And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
As you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشورة. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. I am at peace, يا أبا عبد الله, with he who is at peace with you, and at war, who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. We have sufficiently discussed the true meaning of enmity and friendship in the way of Almighty Allah. Every human being in the beginning possesses an unsullied and sound innate disposition, which is in Quranic terms called fitrah. The Holy Quran says, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ. So set your heart on the religion as a people of pure faith, the origination of Allah according to which He originated mankind. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ. لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. There is no altering Allah's creation. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That is the upright religion, but most people do not know. This innate disposition, or fitra, has different characteristics. One of the main characteristics of the innate disposition is that it naturally seeks benefit and good and keeps away from harm and evil. And I don't think we need any reasons, any proofs to establish this reality. If we naturally experience it in ourselves, then we feel that it is right. But there are some limitations for the mankind, because they cannot decipher all the things that are beneficial and harmful to them. They cannot understand which things are beneficial and which things are harmful for them. Of course, to some extent, they can experience, they can try, and they can understand which things are good and bad for them. But some things are unavailable for them to understand. The prophets, peace be upon them, were sent to enlighten the human beings about many of these things that are beneficial and harmful to the human beings that they couldn't be aware of. These prophets communicated divine laws to the people so they could attain absolute perfection, something for which every innate disposition really tries for reaching. They try to warn the people away from sins, which they are taught by the Almighty Allah, that they, these sins are responsible for the destruction of human soul and its eternal misery. So here we understand that those people who blindly speculate that intellect is sufficient to knowing everything, they are not right. They are deprived of the knowledge that would enable them to seek their natural perfection. But some really realized that submission to God would gradually facilitate their ultimate perfection, but sin is destroying their human souls and fling it to the lowest pit. And those are the ones who struggle to refrain from sins. Those are the ones who understood this fact.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, فطرت الله التي فطر الناس عليها, the origination of Allah, according to which He originated mankind, tells all the human beings that there are some things you would understand by your heart. There are also some things that you are not to understand except by the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophets. Not all the believers were able to observe steadfastness on the path of absolute perfection because of not caring about this point. The life of the material world and the evil inviting self blindfolded some of the people, and there is a need of awakening the soul and placing it on the right track for these people. These are the people who were not with the Ahlul Bayt until the day of resurrection. Either they were not starting the path from the Ahlul Bayt, or either they were diverted and they were somehow misled from the path of the Ahlul Bayt and they could not stay with them perpetually. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, until the day of resurrection. And this is a fundamental reason why Islam has legislated and made obligatory the two principles of tawalli and tabarri. It means you have to express your friendships with the lovers of Allah, and you have to express your hatred and detachment from the enemies of Allah both at the same time. When these two principles are practiced constantly and together, this is what changes the human soul. This is what wakes up the soul of human beings. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.